is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Raise your Redskins snack wagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast on this hashtag Tequila Tuesday. It's really tequila every single day at Casa de Evans. And the good times were full last night for your boy Nate Lundy, who went to a Zach Bryan show at Red Rocks last night. And Lundy, who by chance was sitting right in front of you?
That would be Run CMC. That would be one Christian McCaffrey, who was sitting right in front of me. And true story, folks, I actually posted this up on social media because I got a picture of it. During the encore, and those of you that are familiar with Zach Bryan, he plays Revival for the encore. And he basically takes like a 3.5 minute song and turns into like a 10 minute jam. It's pretty cool. Christian McCaffrey was tickling the ivories. He was playing keyboards last night. And yes, we do need to clear something up. Let me see if I can get the camera in here. You'll notice your boy has a nice shiner going. I just want to get this out of the way because everybody's going to be like, what the hell happened to Lundy? Folks, I wish I had a good story, like that I was saving babies from like a tornado or something. I literally Friday night tripped over my own feet coming in from the garage and just smash right on my face. So I just want to get that out of the way. So yeah, I'd love to say, you know, I roughed it up a little with CMC. No, I fell on my face. But yeah, that was pretty awesome. The Football Factory chilling at Red Rocks last night. Obviously from Denver and grew up here. So not a big surprise to see him. And by the way, I got to give a little hat tip to Mr. McCaffrey, because obviously people know him where he goes, but they definitely recognize him in Denver. He took a ton of selfies with people. He was being awesome. Really cool. You know, he and his boys were hanging out, having a good time. But I got to give him a hat tip, because I know sometimes the athletes do not do that. They get super annoyed at the fans. And he was really good last night. He had a lot of fun with everybody.
Yeah, I would have placed my money on you getting pelted by a giant hailstone as what was responsible for that black eye. It's Red Rocks, and I'm thankful that did not occur, not for your safety, but for the keeper value of Wood, Christian McCaffrey, and all of my fantasy squads. Thank you, McCaffrey, for being in one piece.
So I might have to do the rest of the pod, the rest of the video. Those of you that are watching on YouTube, like this, just so I can hide that shiner. Believe me, if you and I had done the pod on Saturday morning, holy crap, was I was
a little hungover.
I had somebody come in the office here yesterday, tell me to go out nearest meat market, grab myself a nice little bison ribeye, and just slap that bad boy right across my face.
Well, let's slap some dollar bills down and purchase a ticket on the Hong Kong Plus Bus. A full slate of Major League Baseball games tonight. Shohei Ohtani on the bump against the Southsiders out west. Maybe that is your selection tonight at plus 100 odds or greater. Or maybe will it be mine? Lundy, who are you riding the Plus Bus on this evening?
Well, let's do a little theme, because I know what yours is, and let's talk about swiping the bags, shall we? And I would like to go north of the border to the Blue Jays and the Giants. Kevin Gausman has actually allowed 11 stolen bases this season. He is one of the guys that has been a little generous to those on the base paths, which means I'm going to go with Tyro Estrada for a stolen bag for San Francisco. Part of the reason why, first of all, he leads the team. He leads the Giants in stolen bases this year with 17. However, he's actually gone 5 straight without a swipe. So he's over. I'm going to call this one a little HD bet, a little he's due. And over at DraftKings right now, plus 230 for him to steal a bag.
Oh, yeah. Sticking with that stolen base theme, a man who's going to swipe a bag. Ah, the mega superstar that he is, Shohei Ohtani. Yes, we're going to have more Shohei action a little bit later on here on the pod, and I'm buying multiple tickets on the show tonight against the Chicago White Sox. The odds on that, plus 425 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Ohtani, hopefully, will not hit like 5-round trippers tonight, because that will negate this remotely hitting. But if he gets on base, I think he's going to steal second, assuming he gets on first base. Why? He's going to get up against Michael Kopech, who has the tied with the American League leader, Mike Clevinger, who is also a member of the Chicago White Sox, and most stolen bases allowed in the American League this season. That is 15 in total. Not only that, but Kopech is a guy that's definitely gotten rattled against the LA Angels. 5+ ERA in his career against the Halos. And you look at Ohtani, 10-for-14 in stolen base opportunities this season. Sure, he's 0-for-6 lifetime with 3 punch outs against Kopech, but he's swinging a pretty hot stick right now. Hopefully he'll keep it not into the cheap seats and onto the field and into some green space, get on base, and I believe he will swipe one. Keep in mind, too, the White Sox have given up the second most stolen bases per game at 1.01 this season. So Shohei, swipe a bag at +425 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those steals bets on the board, let's get after it. Let's book it around the bases with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go to CMC's neck of the woods, or Lundy's as well, and let's get a prop in on the Dodgers and Rockies game, and I'm going to stack my greenbacks on Freddie Freeman. Get just a single RBI. That's all I need, and rarely usually see this number at plus money. It's a -110 at DraftKings, but I'm willing to slap the leather and pay up on the juice, though I'm not getting seduced by it. Why? It's all about taking advantage there of the matchup, taking on Connor Siebold and his 5.88 ERA this season. Not only that, but Freeman against right-handed pitchers this year, batting .319 with 20 doubles. He has gone over this number in 9 games here this month, so he's driven just a single RBI. He's also wrapping it in the total base department, hitting the over in 3 of his last 6. And career-wise at Coors, batting .303 with an .867 OPS, go along with 10 RBI and 24 games played. So Freddie Freeman, the newest member of the 2000 Hit Club, Lundy, I think he smacks one into a gap. Somebody, maybe Mookie Betts, is going to be on base, and he is touching home plate as a result. So give me Freeman over a half an RBI against your Colorado Rockies, a -110 at DraftKings. Better follow.
Well, we know the Dodgers are going to score. I mean, for crying out loud, it's the Rockies. Everybody knows what happened on Saturday night. So against the Angels. So yeah, everybody scores against the Rockies. It is basically Oprah handing out her favorite things when it comes to runs. So go with the guy that's got the opportunity, like Brad just said, with the total bases. That's the reason I like this one, is because of what he's been doing with the doubles. He's doing it with total bases, which means you're having the opportunity. There could be a dude on first. You don't even need the runner in scoring position when it comes to Freeman, because he's getting you the extra bags anyway. So like this one a lot. Obviously, it's a lot more fun when you got plus odds for somebody on an RBI, but this is at minus odds for a reason, folks.
Yeah, play the favorable matchup with Freddie Freeman.
Number four.
Numero cuatro today on the Fade Five podcast. Let's go to Tejas. And I know the Rangers are licking their chops at the prospects of exacting their revenge after the wounds that they suffered against Detroit, of all teams. I love Martin Perez as a result on the under 2.5 earned runs and a lighter, juicier -105 available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Yeah, Detroit, number 8 in all of Major League Baseball the last 2 weeks in total runs scored. They played at 62 guys over 13 games, but in 5 home starts this season, Perez has been nearly untouchable. A dynamite 1.71 ERA with a .229 on base percentage against. So guys aren't drawing walks a whole lot either. And that's indicative. It is 3.43 strikeout to walk split there in home contest. Detroit on the road this season, a paltry .624 OPS as a collective. And Perez has gone under 2.5 earned runs and 10 of 15 starts. So really lean into him and those home numbers. I think he's going to hose down Detroit, really cool them off, as they have been suddenly sizzling at the dish, which is quite uncharacteristic for Detroit. So to recap, Martin Perez under 2.5 earned runs, -105 at DraftKings. Lundy, Vader, follow.
Oh, this is a tough one for me. I got to be honest with you. This one's a little bit tough just because of what Detroit's been doing, right?
Yeah,
like
I
think
know.
You could see Miami pick up see Texas pick up the win in this one, but it wouldn't surprise me for the Tigers to actually be either have the lead or you know do the run line on the first five, right? Just with the way they've been playing, and if that happens, that means they're doing it against Perez. I'm going to fade you. I'm going to fade. Ooh. I am. Ooh. I'm going to fade on this one. Give me Detroit to get a handful of runs at the beginning. I think the Rangers are going to pull out the victory here, but it wouldn't surprise me for Detroit to come out a little strong.
You know what? I'm going to double down on where Lundy is fading me. I say Texas covers the first five of the run line minus a half at minus 130. Why? They're only 52-26 of the year in first five run lines. Take care of business. Break out the guns and blast away, Tejas.
Number three.
All right, we're a trace of the Fade 5 countdown today. Give me Jose Ramirez, another RBI prop. I'll take the over. I just need one against the Kansas City Royals, plus 105, available there at DraftKings. And numbers are sick for Ramirez in his career against KC starter Brady Singer against Singer, and he's really silenced him. 7-for-16 with a pair of long balls and 8 RBI to go along with a 1,425 OPS. He's got at least a couple of total bags in 5 of his last 7 games. And you look at Singer, 6.34 ERA, and one of the highest harder hit rates you'll ever see this deep in the season at 55.1%. Really, anything above 40% is undesirable, is unsightly, but 55.1%, he's out there seemingly drunk every time he toes a rubber and throwing baseballs, kind of like Lundy was about 48 hours ago. Meanwhile, Singer as well has given up a 1.17 home run per 9 mark, so Ramirez could do this on one crack of the bat, a guy batting 347 over his last 15 days. So to recap, Jose Ramirez, over a half an RBI, NKC, plus 105 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
Take this one, make the bet that Brad's telling. Throw the unit bet down on this one at the plus 105. Then, folks, I want you to grab half unit bet and drop it on J-Ram to go yard at plus 400. Plus 4 bills if he manages to go yard. I like this for the RBI, but I actually think he might do it with a swing. You're talking about Brady Singer. You're talking about a guy that's already given up 10 round trippers this season. 4-7 record. You already talked about his ERA. Like he's struggling. And I think J-Ram takes him yard tonight. So go ahead. I like this one, but if you want to sprinkle an extra little quarter unit, half unit bet on J-Ram to actually go yard, I wouldn't hate you for that one either.
Rack the numbers, Ramirez.
Number two.
Numero dos of the Fade 5 today. One of my favorite props I've been tailing all season long because the guy is a money man at home down there in the Sonoran Desert. That is Zach Gallen. Give me him to record a win against the Tampa Bay Rays. Plus 175. Yeah, work those shoulders and get seduced by the juice as a result there at DraftKings Sportsbook. How good has Gallen been in his friendly confines? Let me give you the raw data. 7-0, 1.00 ERA, and a 202 on base percentage against. That's unreal production for him, shutting and slamming and putting a padlock and multiple padlocks on the door and denying the opposition that's coming in and visiting the Diamondbacks. So you look at Arizona, 779 OPS air at home with a 23-18 overall record. Tampa's played well away. They're 20-17, so above 500 away from the right coast. But, you know, you got multiple time zones that you're dealing with. Gallen has just been on point there at home. And Tampa's been a bit of a roller coaster ride here for the last about month in terms of what they have done production-wise across the board. So tally it all up, and it equals a Zach Gallen dub. I just need that win against the Rays, plus 175 at DraftKings. Lundy, does he stay undefeated? Fade or follow?
This one gives me all the feels. This one gives me all the feels. Plus 175, bitches. Come on, give me the money. Give me the money. Heck, even I know they're not supposed to gamble. Even CMC'd be in on this one. Come on.
No, CMC, please refrain from investing in a Zach Gallup prop. I need you for my fantasy team. No suspensions.
I'll be his proxy.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Fiend 5 countdown today. Macho, macho, macho man. Yeah, it's Manny Machado. Ooh, yeah. Step into a Slim Jim. I love the Macho Man tonight. I'll take the over 1.5 little bags in Pittsburgh, taking on Rich Hill. A little bit light juice there, minus 105 at BetMGM. Another one of those props. It's usually plus money, but because of the success he has had against the hurler on the bump, you see it there at minus odds, but I'm willing to pay it. Let me give you the background on what he has done against Rich Hill. 4-for-9 lifetime with 3 extra base hits and a 1,722 OPS versus the ancient one, who's roughly my age. He's, I think, 43 years old. I'm 45. It's utterly ridiculous. That's why he's got the heavy bags sagging below his eyes, because Rich Hill's been in this league for an eternity. Machado this season just racking stupid numbers against left-handed pitchers. He's batting 368 with a 970 OPS. On top of that, he has hit the over on 1.5 total bags 9 times here in the month of June. Though Rich Hill has been more than serviceable, 3.33 ERA this month, but a 41.4% hard hit rate allowed. Again, anything above 40%, you don't necessarily want on your profile. So again, a recap, Manny, macho, macho, macho man, Machado, over 1.5 total bags in the Steel City, minus 105 at BetMGM. My top play on the board, Lendy, fade or follow?
I can't remember the last time I actually faded number one. I was trying to think about this. I was trying to figure out, have I ever actually decided, I don't like the first.
You do on occasion.
I do on occasion, but this one I got to roll with. You got to go with Machado. You got to get the total bags. I think he does it in a swing. Give me a double, Manny. Let's just get it over with. Just do it once. Boom. Done. Cash the ticket.
First at bat, just nail one off the wall. Hell, go over the wall. Let's score a winner there, because I am quite frigid on the diamond here the last 24 hours. But there's some additional opportunities on the board. As I mentioned, we got a full slate of Major League Baseball action. It's bonus time. Lundy, what else you got for me? And let's slap one in the seats.
Let's have some fun with this one. We'll stick with baseball, and then actually I'm going to zag while everybody else zigs. But let's go to baseball here. You brought up Shohei Ohtani, by the way. Plus 110 for Ohtani to get the win. Give me that one. So we were talking about recording a win for Zach Gallen. Plus 110 at DraftKings for Shohei Ohtani to also record the win. Three-legger for you with hits, my brother. Just need a hit out of each of these guys. Let's go to Cleveland, talk about Miles Straw, 462 lifetime against Brady Singer. So lock in a hit for me there, would you please, Mr. Straw. Let's go to the long ball man himself. I just need a single. If it happens to go over the wall, so be it. That's Pete Alonso of your New York Mets. They are at home taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. Alonso only has a 714 lifetime average against Julio Teheran.
Pretty good.
Of the Milwaukee Brewers. Yeah, he's 5-for-7. I know that's a somewhat limited sample size, but holy shit, folks, that's a 714 average, okay? So roll with that with Alonso. And then my final leg of the three-hitter, we're going to talk about Elias Diaz of the Colorado Rockies, who going up against Clayton Kershaw, 6-for-12 lifetime. He's got a 500 average against him. And Diaz has been one of the bright spots for an otherwise crappy Rockies team. So Diaz for a hit, Miles Straw for a hit, and Pete Alonso for a hit. You put all of that together over at DraftKings, it is a plus 168 if you do all of those. Individually, they're all in the 200s, so that's the reason why it's a nice, sexy three-legger if you put all of that together. Then I'm going to give you a leg. It's your job to go figure out the other leg, and that is take the Yerfy, run in the first inning between the Rockies and the Dodgers tonight here in Denver. The weather has been toasty. It is warm. You're at altitude. That ball is flying. Wouldn't surprise. I mean, Heck, could be Mookie Betts leading off with another round trip or something like that. But I do like the yes run in the first inning. The problem is the juice on that one is minus 185. So go pick something else, something simple that just gets you closer to that plus 100, minus 105, something like that. Doesn't matter to me what it is. Just go find something that you like. But I do think we're looking at a run in the first inning at Coors Field. And then, Brad, I told you I was going to zag. You know why? Because you and I are not back again until Friday. Those of you that are just new to the podcast, here during the summertime, Brad and I are only on Tuesdays and Fridays here with the Fade Five. So, Brad, the Rocket Mortgage Championship for the PGA Tour. I got a couple of plays here for you. Just need these guys to finish in the top 20. Any of them are fine, but in the top 20, here's your numbers. Give me Ricky Fowler, minus 115. So he's got the most juice of any of the guys I'm going with. Folks, look at what he did last weekend. I mean, he carded a 60, I believe, for crying out loud. So give me Ricky Fowler to finish in the top 20 at minus 115. Like Matsuyama as well. Hideki Matsuyama to be in the top 20 at plus 110. And give me Cam Davis as well to finish in the top 20. That one is at plus 240. And if you really want to get sexy over at FanDuel, he is plus 470 to finish in the top 10. I like betting on golf. I follow our friend and colleague and really the golf expert folks on social media, Pat Mayo. Make sure you're following him on Twitter. This is a free plug for Mayo. My God, Pat is good at it. And these are actually my picks. So I'm really curious to see, because Pat will put his out tomorrow. He always does them the day before the tournament starts. I'm really curious to see if I'm even remotely in line with him. But those are my three. So top 20 finishes for Matsuyama, Ricky Fowler, Cam Davis. Give me that for the tournament coming up on Thursday. Wanted to sprinkle in some extra action for you over there on the links, given that I look like I took a Tiger Woods driver to the face.
Pat Mayo, the Christian McCaffrey of golf betting.
Yes, he is. Pat is. Brad and I have pimped him a few times, folks. I'm not shitting you. My God, he knows golf and knows it inside and out. If you like betting it, or if you do DFS golf or anything, he is the one follow you need in social media. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yes, the passionate Canadian who loves the debit making for sure. And I love swinging for the fences with a little Team Quavo's parlay play of the day. And let's go to my Northsiders back from Jolly Old England. And the Chicago Cubs hosting the Philadelphia Phillies at Wrigley Field. Oh, this three-legger, give me the Cubs on the money line for leg numero uno. The Cubs have won 8 of their last 10 games and 7 of their last 10 games at home. Philadelphia has played really well on the road. I got to give them credit. They won 8 of their last 10 road matchups, but I think the Cubs will pull this off unless Jameson Taillon gets rocked early, which is a distinct possibility. But still, give me the Cubs on the money line. Give me both teams, leg numero dos, to score at least 2 runs. As I mentioned, Taillon, 3-plus earned runs and 3 consecutive starts, taking on Ranger Suarez, a guy who has been beat up, at least he was in the first couple of turns of rotation, pitching much better of late. But the Cubs tee off against left-handers, a team 7.74 OPS against Southpaw. So I think they're going to play at least 2 dudes. And leg numero tres, Seiya Suzuki. Say konnichiwa to him. I just need a hit. Come off the 0-for-5 or a rancid performance he had in the last game against the Cardinals. I think he will get right tonight. He is 2-for-3 lifetime against Ranger Suarez. He's batting .333 as well against left-handed pitchers. Though, as I mentioned, the 0-for-5, he stretched out. He's 0-for his last 10. Still, I think he will take care of business and slap at least a single tonight. So again, to recap, Cubs money line, both the Phillies and the Cubs, 2 or more runs, and Seiya Suzuki to get a hit, plus 250. Ooh, that's juicy there at BetMGM. All right, elsewhere on the diamond tonight, I like Boston minus a half a run against the Miami Marlins over the first 5 innings. A team that is really excelling right now in terms of their production early on in games. 7-3 against first five run lines in their last 10. With this at plus 105, I say take advantage because Sandy Alcantara, or Alcantara, however you want to pronounce it, really shouldn't pronounce it correctly because he has been atrocious this year. Does not deserve that. 4.91 ERA, second time through opponent batting orders, and a 5.36 road ERA this season. He's taking on Garrett Whitlock, who's got a 3.38 ERA there inside Fenway, and pitching much better here the month of June, a sub-4 ERA overall, and very good second time through the batting order. So as long as it'll give up a lot of those early runs and Whitlock, I think the Red Sox will tee off the second time around against Alcantara in this one. So again, I'll take Boston minus a half a run line at plus 105 against visiting Miami. Staying in that game on this SGP two-legger, I say Justin Turner gets a hit. And I say Luis Arraez, who is flirting with history in 400, gets a single. And in both those events occur minus 120. Turner has seen Alcantara nine times in his career. Just got a couple of hits, but he's batting 347 over his last 15 days. Has recorded a hit in 13 of his last 15 games. I mentioned Sandy's issues on the mound. They'll be exposed by Turner, who's got some experience against him. Arraez, just doing really just godlike stuff is the best way to describe it. He's batting just 450 the last month. That's insane. It's crazy. He's doing historic things. He has got a single in 17 of his last 22 games. Let that soak in. 17 of his last 22 games, he has slapped a single. He is a modern-day Tony Gwynn. I know Whitlock has performed well at home, but Arraez, you can't cool him off. The guy is constantly in fuego. Elsewhere on the diamond on this two-legger, let's get a walks parlay, shall we? Give me Gavin Williams to get 2+ walks, and then give me Taj Bradley also to get 2+ walks. Both those guys do that. It is plus 144 there at DraftKings. You look at Gavin Williams, 4.11 walk per nine mark. He had a AAA, and then his MLB debut against the Oakland A's in 5 2/3, gave up 4 runs and walked 3. Athletics in that game. He's going against KC. Yeah, KC, middle of the pack and walk percentage here over the last couple of weeks at 7.7%. But given the low goal plus swinging strike rate and, again, the history there of the walks, I think he issues a pair of free passes. And same goes for Taj Bradley, a guy who's going to Arizona, the Diamondbacks number 8. And walk percentage over the last couple of weeks at 9.4%. Yeah, he's making guys swing and miss frequently with a 3.04 K per nine on the season and a very good 28.0 call plus swing strike percentage. But again, Arizona is willing to take a pitch. And not only that, but Bradley's gone over in 3 of his last 4 starts with a 3.55 walk per nine mark. But wait, there's one more. Lundy, another SGP right there in Colorado. You mentioned the weather. It's sizzling, which means there's going to be runs scored. And Coors Field has been a bit of a house of horrors for one Clayton Kershaw, who's got a 5+ ERA and a 1.41 whip in his career at Coors. So keep that in mind. Still, I like on this four-legger SGP. So stay with me here. Dodgers and Rockies, both to score at least 3 runs. Kershaw, I think, will strike out at least 4 Rockies, who have the highest K rate of any team in Major League Baseball over the last couple of weeks. Diaz, you mentioned him for a hit. I say he gets a hit as well, given that history against Clayton Kershaw. He's also batting 339 at home. And again, me, Freddie Freeman, I say he's going to get an RBI. I think he's going to hit the over on total bags. In terms of his parlay, I just need a hit for him, which he has done in 7 of his last 9 games. And Connor Siebold, a .273 batting average against left-handed hitters this year. So again, to recap on that, Dodgers and Rockies both to score at least 3 runs. Kershaw, 4 more strikeouts. Diaz a hit. Freeman a hit. Plus 165 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Even without the boost. Throw the damn boost in, and he can, you know, jack that sucker up another 25, 30%. I'm out of breath. We're out of time. Lundy has got the eye socket, the orbital bone. And also, he's got a date with Christian McCaffrey, I hear. So enjoy it. Hopefully, you guys will, you know.
It was so easy to spot him because you're just like, dude, look at that guy's thighs.
Yeah, they really are. And if I was in his presence, I would have been, sir, would you like a free massage? I would totally be down with that all day long. Drop us a rating and review, viewer down with this podcast. It helps us out, please. And thank you. Also, feed or follow us on the Twitter. Lundy, all his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos. For Christian McCaffrey, for Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.